Okay, today's daf is Sanhedrin, daf Chav Gimel, third parak. We start on Masechah Sanhedrin, and Dini Mamanis Bishlosha. Get back, the second parak was a little out of character for the first half of Masechah Sanhedrin. I got it to, and different discussions, but now we get back to hardcore Dini Mamanis. Second parak was all about Kohen Gadol and Melech, and now we get back to what the Masechta started off with. Dini Mamanis Bishlosha. The Ron says, because we were, got sidetracked a little bit, so that's why he repeats it. Not teaching us any bigger chiddush, but we're just going back to, it's like a gufa. Right, we're quoting what was before in the Mishnah, and now we get back to what was said. So the first three words of the Masechta, if you remember, was Dini Mamanis Bishlosha. So that's what we are getting back to, says the Ron. So Dini Mamanis Bishlosha. Remember, all monetary matters need three judges. So we'll talk about that more in depth. Ze Borer Lo Echad, Ze Borer Lo Echad, v'shneim borin lahen od echad. Dear Rabbi Meir, there's going to be three arguments in the Mishnah. First one is that each what? So Rashi says, we'll go with Rashi's Havamina. Rashi says this, the Havamina is that each set of judges is chosen by one of the parties, and then the two sets of judges choose a third set. That's what it means. Ze borer lo echad. This set of judges choose, this party chooses one set of judges, v'zeh barah lo echad, and this party, Reuven chooses one, and Shimon chooses another set of judges, that's six, u'shteim barah lo od echad, and then the two of them, the six, choose a third set of judges. So that's what the Havamina is, and that's why the Gemara is going to ask the first question, you need nine judges? I thought you only need three judges, but that is the top Rashi, right? Mashma Zebar Lo Bezdin Echad Shein Gimel Zebar Shisha, right? And they both choose a third. So that's Divrei Rabbi Meir. That's the Havamina now that they each choose a set of judges, and then the judges choose a third set of judges. V'Chachamim Omrim No Shnei Dayanin Borin Lohen Od Echad. The two judges, I'm sorry, in Rabbi Meir's, the Havamina Rabbi Meir's is that the third set is chosen by the parties themselves. Sorry, I misspoke. And then Rabbi Meir says, the Chacham say that, no, the judges themselves choose the third set. But the Havamina is that we're all talking about 3, 6, and 9. The question is, who chooses the third set? Is there a concept of more than three judges? Do we find that concept? Even though the Gemara is going to reject it, we do find that concept in one place. There's a Ramban. The Ramban, in the beginning of Sefer Dvarim, where the Gemara is basically based on a Rashi. But the Pasuk says, in the first parak, Tarachachem u'masachem v'rivchem, Moshe Rabbeinu says, I had to bear your troubles and all your fighting, and I had to deal with you. And then you said, Chavu lachem anashim chachamim u'nevonim v'yiduim u'shivtechem. So Rashi says, Lashon Rashi, Tarachachem melameit shahayu tarchanim. They were, but Israel were bothersome people. What they do? Haya echemehem roez baldino notzeach bedin. Reuven would see Shimon about to win the court case. Omer, yeshli edim lahavi. He said, wait a minute, I have more witnesses. Yeshli rayos lahavi. I have more proofs to bring. Mosif ani aleichem dayanim. That's the language of Rashi. We don't catch it. We're in the middle of the summer. We're rushing through Sefer Dvarim. But I'm going to add on judges. I'm going to add on judges. Mosif Dayanim. Vahadin Azel Lo Yadat. Now the Ramban is talking. Vahadin Azel Lo Yadati Oso. Shehe Baldin Yachol Lohosif Dayanim. Yoser Ashloshib Dini Mamanis. Know what Rashi's talking about. What can you add on judges? I understand the first part of Rashi. Rashi, oh, I'm going to bring more proofs. I'm going to bring more witnesses. But to add on judges? Where does Rashi get this from? The Kol Shekein, and surely, Shalachar Shetan Bifnehem, Verosh Achavir Otseach Bedin, and surely, after the other guy starts winning, then he can add on judges? Fine, a karvo pasul, which we'll talk about. If I accept somebody who is I accept my father to be a judge. We'll talk about maybe there you could retract. If you accepted to have judges in the middle of the court case, oh, I want more judges. Where could you have that from? The Shema, so the Ramban doesn't totally argue, interesting, he just says, I don't know where Rashi gets this from. And then he says, V'shema nilmod mikan, maybe we can learn from here, she'yachol adam lomar, shnei dayanim ani borer li, v'tivarat tashnayim acherim, v'him yivaru od echad, v'yehe adin nigmar b'chamisho b'yoser. if it sounds like from here that if the parties agree and they want more judges, that's fine. And then he quotes, V'ribui chachamim bezdin yafehu. The more judges, the better biru there'll be. That's the Ramban. Yeah, but it says, even though we're about to reject it, but the Ramban, quote, explaining Rashi, says that there is a concept of osafas adayanim if they agree. After all, he says in the Midbar, they had sari alafim. He says, b'midbar, ha'yichachamim mitzuyim imam yichon lomar, ne'ilachachar lefei sari alafim. They can add on judges. This is not just the Ramban, just a quote. This is quoted in Choshen Mishpat. The Choshen Mishpat in Simin Yud Gimel, the Ramah quotes, the Yesh Omrim, the Manitva Omer, Shehu Yivrar Shnayim, Vahatovea Gamkin Shnayim, Vahem Yivaru Chamishi, Harishus Biado. They can have a judgment of five, if they want. Not just three. The Kozman Shadayanim Rabim Yoser, Yose Hadin Lamito. Parentheses, Ramban Pirusha La Torah. So this Ramban is quoted in Choshen Mishpat. Okay, so that's just, as we'll get to, a Havamin in the Gemara. So, Dinim Aminis Bishlosha, so you have three. So, Rabbi Meir says that each of the parties choose a set of three, and then the parties themselves together choose a third set. And the Chachamim say, no, the two Dayanim choose the third set. Good. Let's continue for a minute, then I'll mention the Meiri. Second Machlokas in the Mishnah. Ze posel Dayano shel ze. Vizeh posel Dayano shel ze. Devi Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says, each party could possibly the other one's judge. I don't like that judge. Well, you could just get up and possible him, even though you have no evidence against him. We'll have to see what it is. Rabbi Meir says you could just possible him. The Chachamim Omrim, no. Hey Masai, when could you possible him? Bismancha maybe Alein Raya Shein Kroven Upsulim. If you bring proof to a hardcore problem of the judge, so then fine, you could possible him. He's a relative, he's an apostle, avalam hayuk sherin, but if the judge is kosher, o mumchin, or is an expert, mi pipasdin, in yochal apostle, and you can't just go and say, I don't like that judge.
Who does he bring the proof to?
What? Who does he bring the proof to? Does he bring the proof to other judges? I guess other judges, you have to bring the proof to. You can't bring it to them. Right, interesting. Right, who do you bring the proof to? Unless it's just clear, memela. But that's another second machlokas in the Mishnah. Rabbi Meir seems to say you can just apostle the judge. Even without proving carve apostles, we'll have to see what are the parameters. When can you do that? And the Chacham say no, only if you bring proof. Third machlokas. Ze posel edav shel ze. Ze posel edav shel ze. Div Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that each one could posel the other one's witnesses. And again, the Chachamim say, the Chachamim Omrim, Emasai bisman shemevi alein raya shein kroven opsulin. When do we say that I could possible the witnesses? Only if a raya is brought, that they're really a problem, if they're relatives or psulin. Avalim hayuk sheirin eino yachol oposlan. But if they're kosher, you can't possible them. Twice the Chachamim argue, and we will have to figure out, what is the shita of Rabbi Meir? How could Rabbi Meir say you could just possible the witness? Every Jew has a cheskes kashrus. How could he just possible the judge? We will have to see. Okay, so now getting back to the first machlokas in the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, each one chooses a set, and then the third one chooses. So Gemara says, "My zebarlo echad, v'zebarlo echad, b'tzlas asagi." Right, what's the Hava mean? As we said, according to Rashi, the question is that what does it mean that each one chooses a set of witness, a set of court, a court three, and then they choose another set? That's nine altogether. You need nine judges. You only need three judges. What's the Mishnah talking about? Tosvos does not like that Havamina. Tosvos says, I don't think the Gemara meant that in the first place at all. But Tosvos says, it sounds like from the Mishnah that this has to happen. Really means one, one, and one. But it sounds like from the Mishnah that it has to happen. That's the Gemara's question. Does it have to happen? It has to happen this way, that each one chooses one, and then the two of them, the two parties choose a third one, and it has to happen that way? They can't just go to a court that's appointed separately? That's the question of the Gemara. Okay, either way, that Tosas is going to go with Rashi. So what does it mean that they can each choose a set? Zabar lo'echav, zabar lo'echad. So the Gemara answers, Hachi ka'amar. No, this is what it means. Kishe zeborer lo bezdin echad. Viz zeborer lo bezdin echad. Shnein borin lahen od echad. Right? That's what it says. According to Rashi, it means, let's say Reuven picks a court, and Shimon doesn't like that court. So Shimon could say, no, I want this court instead, not in addition to, instead. And what if then Reuven says, I don't like Shimon's court? So then they're going to have to work it out. Then they're going to have to get, you didn't like mine, I didn't like yours. We have to sit down and find one that is mutually acceptable. That is what the Shita of Rabbi Meir is. It's not adding on, but it's instead of. Shnei Barin Lahod Od Echad. Continues the Gemara. V'yafilu Lovet Matzi Ma'akev. What even the Lovet could say, the Lovet, the borrower, if the Malva says, I want to go to court, the Lovet could say, no, I don't want to go to this court. I want to go to a different court. V'yamar Rabbi Elazar. What do you mean? Rabbi Elazar says, Lo Shanu Elam Malve. Who has a choice to go to another court? The Malva, he is more in control of the situation. Ava Lovet, Kofino Sova Dan V'iro. But a Lovet, you could force the Lovet. The Lovet has the lower hand. You could force him and judge him in the city. Why could you judge him in the city? Why Dan Beiro? So Rashi quotes, Rashi, it's on the next piece of Gemara, but Rashi quotes, Eved Lovet L'ish Malve. Right, a Pasuk from Mishlei, I think, but Eved Lovet L'ish Malve, that a Lovet always has the lower hand. So Rabbi Elazar says the Lovet could be forced, but not the Malve. So the Gemara answers, Rabbi Yochanan Bar Kosha B'Sur Yeshanu. You're right, generally the Lovet does not have a choice. But if we're talking about our Ka'os in Surya, then he has a choice. What is our Ka'os in Surya? Rashi quotes, let's say you have a case where there is no formal Bezdin of experts. You have a bunch of Stam Ami Haaretz that got together and they're the judges of the town. The Lovet could say, I don't want to go to these guys. I don't want to do that. They're not capable. Rashi says, Shelo hayu bakiin bedin Torah. They didn't know halacha. They didn't know din Torah. Therefore, and that's the kind of case where Rabbi Yochanan says that a Lovet has a choice. So, hachanami bar kosher b'sur yeshanu. And here too, bar kosher b'sur yeshanu, we say that the Lovet has a choice too. Avo mumchin lo. But you're right. By mumchin, the Lovet would not have a choice. That is answer number one. What's the Gemara, what's the Mishnah talking about that the Lovet can have a choice? Only by our kosher b'surya. Let's just do the second answer, and then we'll talk about a few things. Rav Papa Amar, afil tema mumchen. No, even if we're talking about mumchen. Mumchen here does not mean what we mentioned in the first parak, smuchen. Mumchen here just means experts. Even if it's a bezdin of experts, the lovet still can say, no, I don't want to go to this court. In which case, kigon beidina de Rav Huna Rav Chisda. If it's like a court of Rav Huna and Rav Chisda, who were in the same town, basically. So there was no more tircha for the Malve to go to one than to go to the other. So there, the Lovet has the right to say, I want to go to this one. So the Malve can't say no, because it's the same place. I'm not making you do such a tircha. So therefore, the Lovet has rights there. So those are the two days in the Gemara. What's the case? We know from later on in the Perek that a Lovet really has the lower hands. Since when could the Lovet say, the Lovet who borrowed the money, since when could he say, you know, I want to go to a different court? Either if we're talking about Akarsha Basurya, he cannot be forced to go to that court. And number two, if you have two similar courts in the same area, there's no tircha to go to one more than the other. So then again, the Malva has to listen. Okay, period. Couple of points. First of all, the Me'iri. The Me'iri says, our whole discussion of our Mishnah is only, I mean, it's pretty obvious from what we just said, but he says it clearly, is only where there is no established court in a city. If there is one established court in the city where everybody goes to, then you can't say, I want to go to this one, I want to go to that one. No, this is the court of the city. This is the court of the area, and therefore you have to go there. Says the Meiri, Me'ata teida, shekol sheyesh ba bezdin kazeh, ve'ein sham od bezdin, ein kok b'yadbali din livrar, elahokha l'freyem v'dano sam. That's it, you can't go to anywhere else. Me'ata, mishnah zu'ata mafarsha, when, so what is our mishnah talking about? You have choices. B'makam shalohu amach ha-bezdin, el sheyesh ha-bezdin sheyno hagun. If you have a bezdin there, but they're not a good bezdin. O mitzad rabim, o mitzad misha yirtze. People didn't accept them, or there are people who go to other batidinim, or there are two equal batidinim there. For various reasons. But either way, if there is only one bezdin, and everybody goes there, and they're a competent bezdin, then the whole discussion of the Mishnah does not get off the ground. The Mishnah is only talking about a case where there is no other bezdin. Number one. Number two. The din of Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi Elazar said that we force a lovet. He is the lower hand. What's the, but the Malva we don't force. Which is the rule, which is the exception? Is the Lovet the rule? Everybody is forced except a Malveh who lent money? Or everybody has a choice except the Lovet? Meaning, what if you have a case without a Malveh and a Lovet? What if you have a Mazik and a Nizik? Right? Somebody who damaged and somebody who got damaged. So who is forced in that case? Who has to go to who? Is it, again, is the Lovet the rule? or is the malve the rule? So the Ran says, dafka the love. Everybody else has the choice. The love, who had to borrow money willingly and accepted to have the lower hand, that love, who is now being asked to pay up, only him. That is what the Ran says. But all other cases, we would say, have the choice. But if you look at the Rambam, which is mentioned the Rambam inside, the Rambam says, no, it's not just the Love. Others could also. Bamed v'chein says start with the Malva. Avol Amar Malva Nelech Lebezen HaGadol, Kofetis HaLove V'Olimo. The Love could be four. Shenemar Eved Love L'Ish Malva. Like the pasuk that Rashi quoted. V'chein Imtan Zeh Shehiziku. If the Nizik comes along and says, you damaged me. O Gzolo, you stole from me. V'ratza Atoin La'Los. Kofin Bezdin Shebeiro es Hanitan Lalosimo. Same thing. The Mazik can be forced. Just like the Lovik can be forced, the Mazik can be forced. Anybody who is being claimed from can be forced to go to the other court. V'chein kol kayotze bazeh. That is all these cases. The Rambam adds, "Bamed dvar mamurim kishahayu bishayu sham edim o raya lenigzal o lenizek o lamalva." It's only if there's some type of raya or reason. Aval taina rekunis in mechayven es anitam latzeis klal el anishma bimkom of aniftar. It's only if the malve or the nigzal or the nizak has a raya that the other person owes him money. If he just comes and says, you know, I'm forcing you, so the guy can say, prove it. Shvuas Heses, that we take if Nishma Vidito, you can take that wherever he is. But only if there's a Raya, how do you explain the Ran? So the Ran, I would say that Lova is unique, having the lower hand. He went into it knowing that he's going to get claimed from. He went into it in a specific din of Eved Lova Lishma, but there's a certain Shibud that is created at that moment. Even though there are Shibudim also of the Mazik, the Mazik to the Nizik in other cases, and the Gathlin to the Nigzal, but it's not the same level of Chiv that he went into it knowing at first. That's why I would think it's a unique din of the Lovah. Okay. Let us continue. Oh, just one other point. The Gemara's, the second answer was, Rav Papa said, even if they're Mumchin, if there are two courts in the same city, so then he could say, I want to take you to the other court. There's no real bother. So as this points out, Rav Huda and Rav Chisda were rabbis in the same city? Is that allowed to have those two rabbis in the same city? Why? What's the problem? If you look at Tosas says that Rav Chisda would not paskin in the city of Rav Huna, who was his Rebbe. Right? We had this back in the first parak. You can't paskin Makam Rabbo. We said, is that a din in Zilzal of your Rebbe? Is that a din we quoted with Chaim Shmulevitz back in the first parak? Maybe it's a din in just covet HaTorah. Covet HaTorah, not covet of this person's Torah. Just covet of the Mesorah. You can't possibly in the place of your Rebbe. Stoza says, it must have been in the same area. Meaning in the same area, there were three parsos. But there's different sides of the city. Maybe one was right outside the city. But they were close enough to say that it's no bother to go to the other one, but not close enough to say that you can't paskin in the area, in the proximity of the other one. Okay, period. So those are two answers, now we go on. Tznan, says the Gemara, sixth to last skinny line. Tznan, v'chacham, so what did Remeir say? According to the pshat that we just gave, Remeir says that what's the case? Reuven picks three, Shimon can knock him out. Shimon picks three, Reuven can knock him out. So what happens? Reuven and Shimon have to get together to pick three jointly that they accept. So what did the Chachamim say back? The two judges pick the third one. But says the Gemara, if we're really still talking about courts, that it's three and three, they each knock out each other's three, and then the parties pick another one. So what did the Rabbanan say? The Rabbanan say, no, it's the judges that pick the third set. So the parties are going to be happy with the fact that the three judges that each of them didn't want are going to choose the third court? And if they're really puzzled, they could do that? Again, according to Rashi, according to your mayor, what happened? Reuven picks three. Shimon says, no, I don't want them. He puzzles them. Shimon picks three. Reuven says, I don't want them. So what did the Chachamim say? Those six choose the three that they're acceptable. What do you mean? How can they choose the three that are acceptable? Reuven and Shimon both knocked out the three and the three. Va'od, and also, my zeborer lo echad, the zeborer lo echad. What does that mean? It doesn't sound like they're each knocking out the other ones' judges. So Ela Hachikamer. So change our whole understanding of the Mishnah. It doesn't mean you're choosing judges, set of judges. It means you're choosing one judge each. What's called Zabla. Zebor lo echad. Hachikamer. This is what the Mishnah means. Zebor lo dayon echad. Zebor lo dayon echad. They each choose one judge. Shnei and Bar Lo and Orechad. What's the machlokas then? Rabbi and the Chachamim. Who chooses the third judge? Do the two parties choose the third judge? That's Rabbi Meir's opinion. And the Chachamim say no, the judges themselves. Maishna da Avdi Hachi. Why do we do it in this way of Zabla? Amri b'marava mishpeit Rabbi Zera mitoch shezeh borer lo dayan echad v'zeh borer lo dayan echad. Since each of the parties choose one judge v'shneim borer lo od echad, and the parties themselves jointly choose a third judge, yotza hadin la mito. In that way, you'll definitely get an emes dika din. You have a good din. Why? Why will it work out this way? So look at Rashi. Rashi says yotza hadin emes la mito titzaisi ba leidinim. The Bali Dinim will listen. The Savar Hachayiv Hariani Basmi Birati Yachad. The guy who's convicted, who owes the money, what can I do? I chose one of these judges. The Im Haya Yafo Lahavik Beschusi Haya Mahapech. If he would have had a schus for me, he would have said the schus. The Hadayan Basmam Nocha Daitan Lafik Beschushneim. And the judges themselves are going to try to bring out the case Beschushneim, Mipreshneim Birum. Because the third judge will definitely try, because they were chosen by the first two judges, and they'll each try their best. The Rush quotes here that many have misunderstood this Rashi. What does that mean? If I'm chosen by Reuven, I'm the judge chosen by Reuven, do I have to do my best to make sure Reuven wins? Do I have to go above and beyond for Reuven? So he would say, of course not. Kid, you're a judge, you got to be objective. Says the Rush, there are many that mistakenly understood the Rashi that we just read, to mean that, oh, you have to be mahabech mischusa, right? Because what did Rashi say? If he would have known, if he would have had a schus, he would have been mahabech mischusi. So says the Rashi, some people understand that to mean, oh, each judge has to be mahabech of the schus of the one that hired, that chose them. Says the Rashi, chas v'shalom, that's not what Rashi means. And he says that lashon, chas v'shalom. Says the Rashi, I'll read you his lashon. The Rashi says, mipnei sheyesh chasrei da'as, toin b'divrei Rashi. The Lameda Mimenu, there are those that are lacking in knowledge, and they make mistakes in Rashi, and they think, Shahadayan, Yesh lo lahabich b'schus oso shabirer, v'ome bimkomo la chapos bedvarim asher lo kedin, v'nagu kama anashim livror lohem bal tachbulos. There are those that hire people who are tricksters, v'nitzlin b'divrei Rashi. And they say, oh, it's Rashi. Shemashba, sheyesh lalabek b'schuso, v'chalila v'chas. That's his lashon. Chalila v'chas, lo diktiku b'dvarav, shekasav, disavri, hare ani beirarti, ki huso ver kach sheyehabek b'schuso. This is what the parties think. What does it mean, shedan dan emes lamito, that the parties will be happy with what happens, and they'll accept it. Aval adayin atzmo, chalila lo limso tzvara, lizakoso, im moshe yirlo din gamor. That's what he says. So don't get confused by what this Rashi means, says the Rush. Okay, so what does Remeir mean? Remeir means that each of the parties choose one judge, and those two judges choose the third judge. And the Chachamim say no. The Chachamim say that it's the judges that choose a third judge. That's the Machlokas. The Chachamim Omer v'chul. So name of Rav Yehuda Bar Rav Kamiflagi. So what's this Machlokas about, that who chooses the third judge? Maybe it's a Machlokas about Rav Yehuda Bar Rav, Yom Rav Yehuda Bar Rav, Eino Eidem Chos Mar Al-Ashtar, Elim Kein Yodem Michos Mimahen. Witnesses do not sign a document unless they know who they're signing with. Let's say I'm going to sign a shtar mechira. I'm going to sign a get. Let's say I'm going to sign it, and the other judge is coming tomorrow. The other witness is coming tomorrow. So says the Gemara, review the Marav. That is a din that I'm not going to sign unless I know who else I'm signing with. Why? Because what if the other guy turns out to be a puzzle? Then I'm puzzle too. Nimsa echad karvo pasli dusan b'teila. I don't want him to ruin my edus, so I'm going to wait to see who sides with me. That's the din of Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. So the same thing may be with judges. Not just you can't be a witness unless you know who you're being a witness with, but also judges. You're not going to be a judge unless you know who you're judging with. So maybe that's the machlokes. Rav Meir less laid Rav Yehuda Marav. Rav Meir doesn't know the Rav Yehuda Marav, meaning the two parties choose the third judge. The other two judges don't care. They don't have to worry about who's judging with them. So Rav Meir does not hold of that din. For Rabbanan islahud Rav Yehuda Amarav, and the Rabbanan hold Rav Yehuda Amarav, and therefore just like witnesses don't sign without knowing each other, so two judges don't sign without knowing each other, and that's the din here, that the two judges choose the third judge. Is that the machlokas? So the Gemara answer is no. Lo, dekuli alma islahud Rav Yehuda Amarav. Really, everybody holds Rav Yehuda Amarav. By witnesses, for sure. Vidas hadayanim kulei avlo pligi de beinon, and even judges das hadayanim, the judges surely have to know who the third judge is. But ki pligi das bali dinim, the machlokas is: do the parties also have to be involved? It's not the parties or the judges. It's for sure the judges, but do we say it also has to be the parties? Rabbi Meir Savar Das Bali Dinim Nami Be'inan. Rabbi Meir's being Machmir, that you not only need the judges to be involved in choosing the third judge, but you also need the parties to choose the third judge. That's how the case is going to be done, La'amito. The Rabbanan say no, you need the das of the judges and not the das of the parties. One to say each choose their one dayan, that is all you need. Period. This Gemara, along with the Gemara we had back 20 blot ago on Dav Gimel, one of two Gemaras, which is important for the principle of Nimsa Echad Karov Apostle by Dayanim. We know the Gemara says there's a principle of Nimsach and Karav Apostle Yedusim Beteila. If you find one of the group a problem, you throw all the witnesses out. That's a Mishnah. That's a Mishnah in Makkos. What about judges? Does that principle apply by judges? If one judge is a problem, you throw out the whole. Is the same concept of a group a cot of witnesses? One's a problem, you throw them all out. Does that apply by judges as well or not? So this is the discussion of the Ksos. The Ksos in Simin Lamed Vav quotes the Mishnah Lamelech, and the Ksos thinks that you do not say it by judges. What's the Ksos's Raya? Meaning even if one judge is a problem, you don't throw out the whole court. What's the Ksos's Raya? The Gemara we had back on Daf Gimel. Remember the Gemara there says, why do you have three? Because if they're all Yoshe Kronos, Mestaba, one's going to know something. That's what the Gemara said. Mestaba, one's going to know something. The others are Yoshe Kronos. Why don't they ruin the whole group? Says the Ksos, it must be that by judges you don't say Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle Yedusa Betela. That was the Ksos's Raya. If you remember then, the Stipler said, that's not a Raya. Maybe Yoshe Kronos is an apostle judge. It's not even a judge. It's not a shame diet. It's not a dying apostle. It's a lot of shame diet. Just like if a woman comes to court. If a woman comes to court with three other witnesses. Well, we say Nimsa Echad Karav Apostle. You throw them all out? No. The woman's not an apostle witness. The woman's not a witness. Period. She doesn't have a shame aid. That's the sheet of the Tumim. The Tumim says six people don't have a shame aid. Eved, Chereshot of a Katan, Eved Isha Akum. Those six people. Right? Eved, Isha, Akum. They don't have a shame aid. It's not that they're apostle aid. They don't ruin the group. So that's how you get out of that Raya. But another Raya is, that's a Ksos in Simen Lamed Vav. But another Raya is right here. What does this Gemara say? That they don't want to sign, the judges don't want to sign because they don't know who they're signing with, and therefore what? And therefore, they might end up being puzzled. That's the pashas of the Gemara. They might end up being puzzled. So that shows if Zachar Gover puzzle does apply to Dayanim. They don't want to sign unless they know who the other judges are. Other ways to get out of it, maybe they're not worried about being puzzled, they're just worried about people thinking they're hanging out with wrong people, they're judging with people who are not appropriate, but it's not that it's not going to ruin them. There are ways to get out of it. But this Gemara sounds like against the Ksos. It sounds like Nimsa Echad applies to Dayanim as well. Good. Last medium line. Gufa. I'm Rav Yehuda Marav. Ein Edim Chosmer al Shtar. V'chulu. Right? Rav Yehuda Marav's din. Edim do not sign on a Shtar unless they know who they're signing with. Tani Yami Achi. Kacha yu Nekiye Hadas in Yerushalayim Osin. This is what the Nekiye Hadas in Yerushalayim did. What are those? What do they do? Lo hayachosman al hashtar ela imkin yodin michosim imahem. They didn't sign a shtar unless they knew who was signing with them. Lo hayoshvim bedin ela imkin yoshvim yoshvim imahem. And they didn't sit in a court case unless they knew who was sitting with them. Lo hayu nichnasin bisuuda ela imkin yodin mimesim imahem. They also didn't sit at a meal unless they knew who they were sitting with. They didn't go out to a meal unless they knew who they were sitting with. And it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch in Simon, Kuf Ayin. Kuf Ayin. The Shulchan Aruch says, Nikiyeh in Sifchaf. Nikiyeh Hadash in Yerushalayim. Lo Hayim Mesubin B'Seuda. Elam Kein Yodim Yimesiv Imahen. V'Pnei Shekinai Hu L'Talmud Chacham. L'Shev Eitzal Am Ha'aretz B'Seuda. It's Kinai. You don't know who you're sitting with. Mishnah Brura, quoting the Mateh Moshe. Afilu B'Seudas Mitzvah. Whoa. You go to a wedding, you sit down, you have no idea who you're sitting with. Sorry, got to check the place cards. You got to have a biography on the place cards. Where you're from, sorry, I can't sit with you. Right, even by Seudas Mitzvah, that's the Mishnah Brura. The Bir Halacha, the Mishnah Brura quotes the Bir Halacha. I don't know where he gets this from. See, in the Mishnah Brura he quotes it, then in the Bir Halacha he says, V'lo yadati makoro, v'gam ein ha'olam nisharin bazek klal. Nobody was worried about this. Why isn't anybody worried about this? The Gemara says you can't do it. So he says, "Venirali sha'afilu l'didei." Even according to the Mateh Moshe, who says the problem is even by Seudas Mitzvah, im yachol lios toeles mimasha talmud chacham meisav shama kegon. What happens if a rav is going to sit and all of his, you know, he knows if he's not at the table, there's going to be certain conversation. But if the rabbi's at the table, maybe there'll be some hashpa, and the conversation will, oh, the rabbi's here. Right? Or the conversation, if I have a good effect. So then the Mishnah Berurah says, maybe that's okay then. Maybe this is only a case where you'll be mushpa. But if there'll be a hashpa, kigol mashinogin bizmanenu chabura shomachnisi archim agubilas chesed, shosin suda bizmanam yuchalohem, o imasha tamad chacham, ye oz benehem, yischazik al yedea dover yoser v'yoser. Ein shum chash bedavar. The other Abba, kavanat Torahu, kishem mitzvoseha mischazkim. And then he quotes, maybe it's only if their Talmud Chacham is sitting only with Amei Haaretz. But if there are Amei Haaretz but other people there as well. So then, Aval Kishab Chacham Yoshe Bechabur Shal Ezel Lomdim, Hayoshim Besvivav, Avshe Besudai Yesh Harbi Amei Haaretz Gamkein, it's also okay. Les Lanba. That's what he says. Also saw in the, the Mishnah Berura. I saw another one of the poskim says that maybe, it says, El Imkain Yodin Mimesiv Imam. You have to know who you're sitting with. As long as you know who you're sitting with, it's okay. If you know you're sitting with an Am Aretz, you're gonna think of yourself and protect yourself. It's only if you don't know if somebody's Am Aretz or a Talmud Chacham. That's the real danger. El Imkain Yodeya Mimesiv Imahin. And one final point, the Magalas Hayam says here, maybe this is what happened, this was behind Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. What's the big deal? Let him sit at the meal. Just let him in so you don't like him. Let him in already. He paid for half the meal. He paid for the whole meal. Let him in. Says the Magal Yisayam, no. Yitachein shechash l'kvod archav rabbanon diyasvi yakiri Yerushalayim. What was the host? I can't let this guy in. He's going to sit. There's a halacha. He's a halacha. Tabi chacham can't sit with Amei Haaretz. I can't let him in. You know what the kind of guy this is? And then he says at the end, and sofa mochiach al tchilaso. What did he do? He caused the Churban HaBayis. It's good he didn't let him in. He for sure shouldn't have let him in. He was an Amei Haaretz par excellence, right? He really wanted to destroy. So anyway, that's he said maybe this was behind Kamsa and Bar Kamsa. Interesting. Okay, Viter. It's the Divrei Chaim who says if you don't know who it was, if you know who it is, it's all okay. It's the Sanser. Viter zeh posel dayan v'chulu. So the Gemara says each one could posel the other one's judges. This was machlokas number two. Remeir says, I could passel your judges. And the Chacham say, what are you talking about? Only if you have proof that there's something wrong with them. So the Gemara says, kol kamini to passel dainei. You can just passel guys, it's in his power to passel judges according to Remeir? How can Remeir just say that you could passel judges? So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, bar kosha b'sur yishanu. No, this is what we said before. No, when does Rabbi Yochanan say you could passel the judges? Only if they're not Pekin. They're not Pekin in Dinei Torah. You can say, I don't want these guys. Avo mumchin lo. But if they're experts, Remeir will never say yishita. Says about 1 minute. Hami diktani seifa. What do the next lines say? V'chachamim omrim b'zla'emas ha'ved man shebevi raya she'in korvenu psulim. Avalam ha'yuk she'er no mumchin mipi bezin in yachol ha'poslan. That's the lashon of the chachamim. The chachamim already agree that if they're mumchin, you can't passel them. So, mechlal de Rabbi Meir, mumchin namikomer. So Rabbi Meir seems to be saying you can passel them. Because the chachamim said you can't passel if they're experts. So it must be Rabbi Meir says you can. So the Gemara says, Hachi Kamer. No, this is what the Chachamim mean. Avalim Hayuk Sheirin. If they are kosher, Nasu Kim Mumchin Mipi Bezdin Meniachal Poslan. They're as if they're Mumchin and you can't passel them. Meaning, everybody agrees you can't passel Mumchin. Experts. But what if they're Stam guys? They're nice guys. There's nothing wrong with them. But can I passel? They're not experts, But, you know, they're regular guys. That's the machlokas. The mayor says you can passel them, and the chum say you cannot. Fine. Tashma, let's see if this is right. Is this true? Rabbi Meir agrees that you cannot passel experts. Let's see. Amru lo Rabbi Meir. The Brisa says that they said to Rabbi Meir, lo kolei menu shaposel dayin shemum chalarabim. You can't passel a judge that's an expert. So you see in the conversation there, Rabbi Meir says you can passel. Because you see, that's what they're saying to him. So no. Ema lo kolei menu shaposel dayin shehimchuhu rabim aleihem. Change what the Brisa says. They're saying, no, you can't passel a judge that the Rabbim agreed to accept. Again, Rabbi Meir, though, would agree that you cannot passel a mumche. The machlokas is a regular person who has been accepted to be a judge. Tadina mihachi, there's another Brisa also that supports it. Posel v'holech, Rabbi Meir says you can passel the judges, achi kabel alav bifnei bezdin shemumche l'rabim, div Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir agrees you can't passel a mumche. Only a non-mumche. Now the Gemara says, v'ha'edim k'mumchin dami. But what about the third case in the Mishnah? The third case where Meir says, anybody can possibly each other's witnesses. But a witness to something is like an expert judge. And v'yamar b'meir, z'posel edav shal zeh, z'posel edav shal zeh. So if Meir says you can possibly a witness who saw something, so he's an expert in this area. So if he's an expert, so isn't that the same thing as a mumche? So if he says you can possibly an aid, does that mean he could passel a mumcha judge? So the Gemara says, no. Ha'itmar Allah, Amri Shlokish, Pek Kadosh Yomar Dover Zeh. Rish Lakish says, would the holy mouth ever be mayor say such a thing? Tni Edo. It means you could passel, change what the Mishnah says. When he says in the Mishnah you could passel a witness, it means one witness. One witness, Edo, not witnesses. Two witnesses, that's like a mumcha. But one witness, that's what you could passel. You could passel one witness. We'll have to see in a second which witness are we talking about. I just saw Shlomo Zalman. Yesterday was Shlomo Zalman's yard site. So we got to quote Shlomo Zalman. Chaf Adar. So the in Tufcha Yabiyu, Rav Zilberstein, he quotes it, Parshas Nisavim, Beficha Ubilvavcha La'asosa. He quotes, it's just Erech Agav that our Gemara comes up. But it's a good point. He says, you have one type of Jew that learns for 2 hours a day. 2 hours a day. And the rest of the day, he goes and does his parnasa. But in those hours that he sits, he has to learn every single second. He can't get his phone, and he can't do this, and he can't do that. Humanatzelos kol kocho ve'inamavatos mizmano v'lu l'rega kana for a second. Lo misochechem af echad, gam lo al nosei ha'chashuv biyoter. No, it's important. Sorry. This is also important. You can't stop if I have a certain time of learning. And then he says, Lu'umazos, you might have a ben Torah, Tamana Yeshivo, Avrik Kailo, says that sitting and learning all day, three Siddurim, and he could sit all day being toim the Dvash Shel Torah, and he hocks around over here, he takes a little break over here, he goes out to get the phone, he says, who's using his time better? Who's using his time better? Shlomo Zalman says, you're learning, you can't stop. Whether it's learning for an hour or two, or whether it's learning for 12 hours. When it's time for there's time for breaks and there's time for learning. Beficha ubilvavcha lasoso. It has to be in your pad to do immediately. It says you have to be bekadish, that's man. And then he quotes, v'shamati pirishtom egonor shlomo zalman oyerbach. Where the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, pekadosh yomar dovar zeh. How could... You were wondering where I was going, right? So he says, Rish Lakish says, the holy mouth of Rabbi Meir, how could he say this? Rish Shlomo Zalman says, what does that phrase mean? Shepek kadosh she'eno mevata milimudo. V'osek b'chol eis, rak b'divrei Torah. If you have that attitude, it's going to affect you. It's going to affect your brain. It's going to affect your person. It's going to affect your personality. If that's true, you're not going to get it wrong to say Adov and not Ado. If you learn every second, like a person like Rabbi Meir, he wouldn't make such a mistake. Right? There's a Soda Sem Shemli. We don't believe in rabbinic infallibility. We believe rabbis make mistakes. We believe that. But such a major problem. V'yimkein keitzad oso pekadosh omar davar zeh she'inim esyasher imkav ha'higayon. So Shlomo Zalman that says that Pek Kodosh Yomar Davazeh, Pek Kodosh, who devotes every second of his life, of his learning to Torah, it's impossible that he would make such a mistake. That's Shlomo Zalman. So Pek Kodosh Yomar Davazeh, so he said, okay, you're right. When Rabbi Meir says you could passel the witness, it means he could passel one witness. So now the Gemara says, Eid of Aman, since when can you passel one witness? Elaim Alamamon, always saying Mamon. A guy brings one witness that he's owed out $200. Rachmana Pasle, you don't need the guy to come, the Torah throws him out. One witness is not good enough for Dini Mamanis. Ilishvua, is it, he could say, I bring one witness that's a you owe me $100 and I want you to swear. So, himune hemne kibetrei, the Torah allows it. The Torah says he's believed like two witnesses. So why, either you don't need him to apostle, or the Torah already apostles him. So, la'olam l'mamon, really is didi mamonis. V'lotzricha de kibla le'kebetrei. The case is where Reuven had accepted one witness as two, and now he's retracting. That's what Rabbi Meir says he could do. So Gemara says, v'kamashmol, n'masi hader bei. What's the chiddush? That he could retract Tanina? We already learned that in the Mishnah tomorrow. Amar lo, neman alai abba, neman alai avicha, neman alai shoshare bakar, tomorrow's Mishnah. A person says, okay, I accept my father, your father, three roe bakar as judges. Wonderful. Remeir omer yochol achzobo. Remeir says, but you can be chozerbo from that. You can retract. The chacham omer ini yochol achzobo. The chacham say, you cannot retract. The omer of Dimi, breder of Nachman, breder of Yosef, could go to kibbol lebachad. And we learn tomorrow that the case is where you accepted them as one. Accepted them as one. So therefore, what's the chiddush of our Mishnah? That's really what's behind the machlokas in our Mishnah, Remeir and the Chachamim. The machlokas is where you accepted one witness, one as two, and then you're retracting, and it's a dini mamonis. So what do you need that Mishnah for? So the Gemara says, Shricha. No, you still need the Mishnah. De'i tana abba v'avicha, if you only had the later Mishnah of fathers, baha kami rabbanon, only there the rabbanon say that you cannot retract. Why? Because really, the fathers, they're kosher people. They're just not kosher for me. But maybe because objectively they're kosher people, that's why the Chachamim say, once you accept them, you can't retract. But in our Mishnah, where you're accepting one witness as two, one witness is never good. One witness is never going to need a mamonis. Maybe the Chachamim would say that's such a tenuous acceptance that you can always retract. That's why you need our Mishnah. The Chachamim say you cannot retract. And the opposite. If you only had our Mishnah, maybe only there a mayor says you can retract because it's such a tenuous acceptance. But in that Mishnah, maybe he would agree to the Rabbanan that you cannot retract because it's a serious people. That's why you need both Mishnahs. Okay, but so far, what do we say so far? What is the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Meir and the Chachamim about the Edim, where you accept one aid as two witnesses in Dinim Amonis? And the machlokas is, could you be chozerbo or not? And we got into that because we had to figure out what the machlokas is about judges. So we didn't want to say we're talking about two witnesses, we're only talking about one witness. Fine. So that Gemara says, 1 minute. Hami diktani reisha dayano, v'seifa edav amadafka ktani. If it says dayano, it says judge in the singular, in the reisha, and edim shelo, edav, witnesses, plural in the seifa, so it must be that it's dafka. It's dafka edim, not edo. So, reject that. But that was all number one. Number one was, maybe it means one witness, not two witnesses. But now we're going to go to 2, 3, and 4. There are three other pshatim. What is the machlokas in the Mishnah? Number two, Amar Rebbe Elazar, bibahu va'acher l'poslan. Maybe the case is where Reuven is possibly Shimon's witness, but Reuven's coming with somebody else. So it's two witnesses against Reuven's witnesses. So again, the Gemara says, "Kol kamine nogei beidusahu." How could the party involved testify against the other witness? He's an involved party. He's a nogei beidus, and if he's a nogei beidus, he's an involved party. He cannot testify about the other party, about the other party's witness. Amar avacha b'reid ravika kagot shikaral of irir. He just brought rumors about them. He brought negative evidence about them. So how does that help? Irir demai. What error did he bring? Of what? Ilema error de gazlanusa. If he brought raya that this witness is a gazlan. So again, kol kamine, can he do that? No gebe duzo. He's a no gebe edus. If I'm bringing a raya that your witness is a gazlan, I can't do that. I'm not believed. I'm a no gebe edus. Ela error de begam mishpacha. Oh, maybe he's bringing a raya about that this guy is an eved. He's an eved. Meaning, he's not testifying directly about him. He's saying his father was an eved. So is that called nogei be'edus? If what you're saying is not directly about the person, it's just that the result is going to knock out the person. That's the machlokas. Rabbi Meir savar hani amishpacha kamisadi. Rabbi Meir says you can knock him out. Why? Because you're just testifying about his family. Ve'iyu memeil kapasil. That's not called nogei be'edus. It's not direct. Right? You look at exactly what is being said. You're testifying about his family. Memeila, he's going to be pasul. So you accept him as a to testify against the aid. For Rabbanan Sabri, no. Sof nogia beidusahu. No, Lamaisa is a nogia beidus. He's okay. Lamaisa, he's knocking out the other witness, therefore you don't trust him. Again, the Achronim point out that Nogeya Be'edus, there are two elements of Nogeya Be'edus. Number one, you might not be called a shame aid by Nogeya Be'edus. And number two, we think you might be lying. So even if here, the Chachamim might be saying, even if formally you're not testifying about him, so you're not a Nogeya Be'edus, but Lamaisa, you know you're posseling him. So you might be lying. So that's why we won't believe you. That is all option two of what the machlokas is in the Gemara, in the Mishnah. Remember, option one is, can you be chozer bo after accepting one as two? Option two, we're talking about a case of irer mishpacha. And now option three, kiyasa rav dimi, ama rav yochanan, machlokas b'shtei kita edim. What's the case? As follows. Ruvain comes to court and says, I have two sets of witnesses to back me up. I have two sets of witnesses that are going to prove me right. And he ends up only bringing one. He only brings one. The second set he can't. He's like, I don't know where they are. So, the Rebbe Meir Savart Sarach Lavarer. Rebbe Meir says that if you say you have two sets of witnesses, you have to bring the second one. Even though you only need two witnesses at the beginning. But if you say you have two sets of witnesses, we hold you to your word, and you have to bring the second set of witnesses. If that's true, let's continue the logic. If it's true, then if I passel your first set of witnesses, I'm not a nogea be'edus, because I know you still have a second set of witnesses that you have to bring. That's why Rabbi Meir says you can passel the other guy's witnesses, because he has another set, and therefore you're not a nogea be'edus. V'rabbanan savri eino sarach levara. The Rabbanan say, no! Even if I say I have three sets of witnesses to bring, if I have two good ones, two witnesses, that's all I have to do. So what? I said I have extra. I don't have to bring any more. If I don't have to bring any more, I can rely on these two, then the other party cannot knock out these two because he's an Ogea Beidus. So that's the machlokas, where you said you're going to bring two. Do you have to bring two? Avo bakan achas. But if there was only one kat, divri akol in yochol apostlan. But if he only has one set of witnesses, of course your mayor says you can't apostle them because he is a Nogea Beidus. Amru lefana vervami vervasi ain't shem alakata achas mahu. What if there's only one kat? What? Ain't shem alakata achas v'hamad de'arok pekata achas eri kol eli ochol apostolan. We just said, one kat, Remeir can't passel. Remeir agrees you can't passel. Ella nimseis kat shnia krovin opsulin. Fascinating question. According to Rebbe Meir, you have to bring both sets. So we allow the other guy to passel the first set of witnesses. What if after he passels the first set of witnesses, the second ones are found out to be krovin or psulin? Do we say then, l'mafreya, the guy only had one set of witnesses, so you can't passel them, you're nogea be'edus? Or do we say, no, at the time, you were not a nogea be'edus, therefore we would believe you. So mahu, so amar lahen, kfar he'idu edim harishonim. What? The first witnesses already testified. If they already testified, then we say that the first ones were already knocked out, and therefore they were not considered a nogea be'edus at the time. Ikadami amar Ravashi, others say it was Ravashi who said, kvar he'idu edim harishonim. So Ravashi says, and therefore, according to the mayor, they would not be considered a nogea be'edus at the time. Period. But again, what was this machlokas possibility number three in the Mishnah? What's the machlokas between Remeir and the Chachamim? About Sarach Levarer. That's the nekuda of the machlokas. If I say I have two sets of witnesses, do I have to bring the second set? If I do, then the other party could pass on my first set, because they're not nogea be'edus, because there's another set of witnesses that are going to testify against me. I'm not specifically helping myself. Mashenken, according to the Chachamim. So that's three possibilities, and we will continue with a fourth, that's tomorrow, as we get into Shlosha Roi Bakar, Talmud Bavli. Tomorrow's a big daf. Talmud Bavli, why is it called Talmud Bavli? Can I just learn Gemara? Do I have to learn Tanakh? Tomorrow's daf, and also, of course, Sanhedrin Chaf Dalid, Amud Beis, Mesachei Bekuvya. Mesachei Bekuvya and Asmachta, that's the Mishnah tomorrow on Amud Beis. Okay, we'll stop here.